with each thing that I'm going to unfold here, I want you to ask yourself, is Instagram doing this for me currently? Because if not, take note of it, because then we'll have to fix that.
What is up, fam? This is your host, Mae Bornilio, and welcome to the Scale on Socials podcast, the show for social media managers and service providers who want to grow a profitable online business. This is a space where you learn how to sign clients, bring in more income, and make more impact. All these without complicated tech or complex funnels. Instead, we'll go with simple yet powerful methods that you can use right now. Over the past years, I've grown from charging $2 per hour into growing my flagship program, helping service providers hit $5,000 to $10,000 cash months, all through socials. Social media can change your life if done right. And I am here to share with you the best lessons I've learned in this journey in hopes that it can help yours too. Let's get into the goods of today's podcast.
What we are here to do is turn Instagram into something that is an extension of you. We want it to be, one, an extension of you, two, a client converting machine, right? We'll talk about Facebook another time. We'll talk about LinkedIn another time. Let's talk about Instagram, how to optimize your Instagram profiles as a service provider. Different things. I mean, same principles, but different ways of application for product-based, service-based. Because we just want to make sure that it is something that can be used as an extension, as a tool for you to sign clients without having you there all the freaking time. So what we're here to do is two things. Make Instagram as an extension of you, and then make it as a client converting machine. A little bit of a background. Last month, December, I did an audit of everything that we're doing in the business. Like, the last quarter has been massive for us as a business, and there's a ton of wins celebrated as well. If you guys know about the Pareto's Law, which is 80-20, oftentimes they're in our lives, personal, whatever aspect, there are tasks, there are things we do 20% of the time, 20% of the effort that's bringing us 80% of the results. All right. There are things that we do 80% of the time that is bringing us 20% of results only, of impact, right? Vice versa. There are 20% of things in life that's causing 80% of our problems, right? 80% of our problems is caused by 20% of what are the things that you're doing that's causing this much impact, both positive and negative. So when we were doing that, I was evaluating, what are the things that I do on a day-to-day basis? What among the things that I do are bringing me the most impact when it comes to opening client conversations, when it comes to signing clients? What are the things that have direct impact into my money making, my income, basically? And then what are the things that I would have to eliminate? What are the things that's causing 80% of my problems? What's that 20? I need to eliminate that. And then upon evaluation of these things, what we found out is that from the start, actually, from the very, very start, majority of our clients came from Instagram. Like, we're not using, I have like a good email list that I'm not using as much. We have Facebook group. I have memberships in Facebook groups where, you know, we pay to post. And we've not even gotten so much from that. We have a Facebook group of our own that we just hold, but where we do the guides and the live sessions, it's not really bringing us. So 90%+ of our sale and income and nurturing, you know, and lead generation for the past 3 years now, since I started the Instagram profile, came all from Instagram. And so all the other things, what we've decided to do is use the effort and time and money that we're putting in other platforms into doubling down Instagram. When we're at 100% on Instagram, we're utilizing all of it, and then we have the bandwidth to start improving in other platforms as well, then we'll do it, right? So it is so, so powerful, and I want you to get the best out of Instagram, you know? Even if there is just one platform that's running, not advised, this will be one of the best ways. The only thing that would stop you from like really getting into this massively is if you know your ideal clients aren't on Instagram. So don't do it. Focus on other platforms. Okay, first one, how do we turn it into something that is an extension of you, right? What does being an extension of you means? One, people get to know you through your content. Meaning, even if they haven't met you before, even if that they haven't spoken with you before, even if you don't go on a discovery call with them, they feel like they know you, right? And with each thing that I'm going to unfold here, I want you to ask yourself, is Instagram doing this for me currently? Because if not, take note of it, because then we'll have to fix that. Are people getting to know you through your content? Or do they have to hop on a call with you to get an idea of who you are and what you can help them with? Okay. Second thing, the selling happens while you're offline. So it becomes an extension of you when what you would say, you'd record it and put that on Instagram so they can do the work for you and you can be found and people can be nurtured with or without you online, right? Without your present time being spent online. So I want you to ask yourself right now, is Instagram selling for me currently? Instagram as a client converting machine means, how do we turn it into something that does the work for you, right? We'll talk about things like when they apply or like just making clear how to express that they want to work with you when they're ready. But today I want you to know what turning it into a machine means. People find you, right? What are the things that we're doing through Instagram to allow people to find us? So there are things like, you know, this new feature where if you and I were in a picture, I could tag you and then that picture appears in their profile. That is one of the collaboration strategies that got presented to us in the last 1 month, perhaps. So now, if I had a live session with one of my co-coaches who has, let's say, 3,000, 5,000, you know, not even like a big following, but if I had a session with her, I would create a post and tag her. So now it appears in her profile. People who will find her and go through her profile now will find me. So this is one of the things. Hashtags is a thing. I'm not going to dive into it because it is not my expertise, but are people finding you, right? Nurturing happens 24/7. Turning Instagram into a client converting machine means that they're getting nurtured 24/7. And this is, we're talking about the frequency of your posts, right? Now, luckily we have scheduling platforms, as you know. So I want you to rate the second thing, which is nurturing happens 24/7. Nurturing means you are providing content that is problem aware, solution aware, product aware, you know, giving them more and more information. Are you providing that? Does your Instagram invite people into a conversation? Do we have enough prompts in there, a notation in your stories, on your highlights, in your content that invites people to DM you, that invites people to express something? So what are these things? This can be, if you're interested, send me the word client, send me the word secret, right? This is one of the things. But also another way is when you have a lead magnet or you have something that could be beneficial for them, instead of giving them the link, why do I ask people, if they want this lead generation guide, send me the word DMs. Send me the word lead gen on DMs. It is because instead of just downloading, I want them to be in my inbox. How inviting are you to get people on the DMs to open a dialogue? Let's go to the problem. Now, the problem is we have Instagram profiles and it's amazing. We have some work in there, but there is lack of clarity on who we are for. Like when a person hops and sees into your profile, hops into your profile, visits it, sees your profile, they know immediately that, oh, I'm going to follow this person because this person is beneficial for me. This happens in a span of 5 to 7 seconds. Right? They open it, they see it, scan, scan, scan. Do I follow or do I exit? This is a problem. When there's no clarity, if I'm a health coach and I get into your profile and I don't resonate and I hop out, that's it, right? The ideal thing is I get into your profile and I see that, oh, you are serving health coaches. I'm going to follow because I'm going to get something from this. People follow people when they get something from that person. So my question is, are people getting something from your perfect persona? Are they getting something from your profile that will make them follow like right now? Think about when you signed up for OBS, when you signed up for other courses that you're a part of, when you bought anything from Instagram, what made you buy? What about that profile? Let's just like, and there's other factors, right? Because there's multiple impression, multiple exposure to content. If you can just remember, think about a product that you bought. It can be OBS, it can be other things, coaches you've had. What did you see that made you say, this is it? When you decided to buy something, put your money out, committed, there must be one of the multiple things that you've seen, which was a turning point, right? Like what about those profiles you bought from stood out? for me personally, results. That is so powerful for me. Why? Again, we had our previous discussion about this, right? We would love to have what this person already has. And this is a mentality of us. When something has been done already, like we like to hop in. We do not like to be the first person. We don't like to be the first customer, the beta tester. We don't like to be the one who makes the first move. It's so reassuring that someone out there has already invested a premium investment to this person and got great results. So what happens is you're all answering results, you know, social proof is because it reduces a certain thing. This certain thing can make or break the buying process. What is it? Certainty, right? People are feeling uncertain. Think about the calls that you've had before when people said, you know, I'm going to think about it, speak to my husband, check my finances, all those things. What is the reason why they're not signing up? Lack of certainty. What is the reason why they sign up? Certainty, right? So everything is just a smokescreen of the level of certainty of a person. What social proof does is reduces uncertainty, increases certainty. Okay, let's move on. Have you guys read The Wolf of Wall Street? Talks about the straight line. Jordan Belfort's, you know, like world-class selling process. Everything is a straight line. A person is here. Everything that you give that person moves him or her in the straight line up to the, yes, I'm going to buy. So that is the goal, right? Your Instagram profile must be one of the platforms that just moves a person from one to another. What moves a person from one to another is when you give them another information. This is why during sales calls, right, when a person says, I'm going to speak to my husband, I'm going to think about it, when there are a ton of objections, we don't just say, okay, think about it and let me know. Ideally, you would want to know what's behind that decision or what's behind the lack of decision. Because if you know the real reason why they're uncertain, you can give them information that will increase the certainty and reduce the uncertainty. You need to give them information to move them in the line, right? Otherwise, they will look for their own information. And this is why people talk themselves out of the investment when they plan to commit and then they haven't paid up. You know, they talk themselves out of the investment. That's why you got to know what is the reason why you're not investing. And it might not be because you're going to handle the objection right in the call. It can be, but if you don't think it's the right time to handle it right on the call, you can also just use that information to have it in your content going back earlier of how are you handling objections without directly speaking to them using your content, right? So when someone says, I need to do X, Y, Z before I make a decision, sure. May I know blah, 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 blah. So to give you an idea about where is the uncertainty coming from so that you can give them a little bit more information so that they can make an informed decision. Okay. Another problem is lack of personality and presence. The thing is, there's so many social media managers. There's a ton of people who are, you know, who are coaches, who are strategists, consultants. It's countless. How do we get remembered? It's personality and presence, right? The vibe. I always get a question about why would people choose me and not others who are more experienced? And it is because people will choose you because of the way you make them feel. And a lot of those feeling is safety. I might have said this before already, but a person feels unsafe when nobody is making him or her feel safe. And so your Instagram presence, your content, the way you speak must make people feel safe to invest in you. This includes more information. This includes handling objection through your content. This includes bringing into light the things that are hard to express in words. Let me explain. So it is not so easy for people to say, how much ROI am I going to get from you? If I invest $1,500 from you on you every single month, how much sale will I be making? This is not something that people, you know, openly talk, but it is something that they wonder about all the freaking time, right? If I hire you as my TikTok strategist, how will that affect my income? There are bold questions that people have in their heads that they're not even talking about in public. You would want to think of those things. And your market research, the longest part of this whole process, your market research will allow you to know more about that. And it's so important because you will use that information to create safety in your content, to make your content warm, to let your content answer the questions and objections of people even before they bring it up. So your presence, your personality is reassuring along with your content, right? When people are seeing your content, it makes them feel like, wow, I can totally nail this. This is actually possible for me. TikTok growth is possible for me, right? Being consistent online is possible for me. When I'm investing, I have this question in my head of, okay, how many months do I need to work with this person until I start seeing return of investment? This is something not, you know, some people would ask, some people won't ask because they don't know how to bring it to words, but you can use your presence and your personality in talking about this. So when it comes to just service, there are a lot of people who are cheaper than you, who are, you know, steps ahead or behind you, but you can serve it in the most unique way because you're unique and your personality is unique. So your personality combined with the safety that you make people feel is important. So I want to ask yourself right now, what type of content can I put out that will make my audience feel safe to invest in me? So one of the things that I can think of is, when I was a social media manager, I know that a question in the head of many of my clients are, how is this directly affecting my, you know, our sales? And then that would pressure me to make promises like, do I tell this client that it's going to be XYZ timeline or sale? But I can't really say that because there's no guarantee in things, right? Like, there's no guarantee, and I cannot guarantee sales because it's just not possible because there are many things and elements. What I can do is do my best and make sure that upon handling their profiles, upon seeing their current status, I'm going to have the best strategy at the stage that they're at right now so that we can always create, you know, we can always be steps forward every single month. And I can assure them that at the stage they're at right now, with the resources that we have, we're going to have the best strategy with everything that we have currently. But I cannot assure how many sales she will get. I can assure they will have the best strategy and will make improvements every single month. And based on data, we'll make changes. So I think of this and I wait for the opportunity. And I try to make the opportunity in calls to talk about this to clients, but I don't always get to do so, right? Because not everybody hops on a discovery call with me. So I want my prospects who are hesitating to hop and hire me to know about this too, so that I'm handling that. So that's one of the things that I think about, like, how is my service connected to the increase of income, which is what everybody wants, right? That even before they ask it, I know that this is going to come up. So I'm going to use that as a video content for them to understand that, wow, it is actually safe to be with her. And I'm going to use my personality, increase my, you know, stronger presence in communicating that. Now, I know that some of us are introverts. I know some of us are not comfortable being in camera. But I'm not going to lie, it will speed up your brand building and business building 10 times if you have your face in there. And so I'm not going to lie, it is not easy to go from I'm shy into now I'm speaking my brains out on Instagram, but it is an important skill. It's my job to tell you that you have to learn this. This is where everything will go. A lot of people don't no longer have, I mean, with how online is going right now, there's a ton of input. Videos and reels and TikToks and everything is so fast. It is so hard if you don't have your face out there because graphics are easily forgettable and everyone can do graphics, right? Your face is one of the most important and unique, I say that in the most beautiful way, ways to be remembered. Your voice is important. Your command is important. So here's the thing, guided freedom. Like, I am in no place and power to say that things aren't going to work because you didn't do X, Y, Z. Things can happen. And there are no rules as to who can succeed, right? There are practices that brings us to, you know, better results. But I'm not in a position to tell you that if you don't put your face out there, you're not going to succeed, because that's a total lie. You can succeed in whatever way. There's 1,000 ways to succeed. But if it is something that you're willing to learn, is one of the hardest things, I mean, and a question that we still get nowadays, because it brings up many things. like rejection, fear of getting judged, fear of people thinking that you're an amateur, and is my English good enough for this? You know, like all those things are going to come up. But here's the thing. I'm going to remind you that if it is a skill that you want to learn and you're going to have to start at a very difficult place of fudge this, I'm going to have to retake this 1,000 times. I'm going to remind you that the people who have done this before and who have gone through the process will never judge you. All right. The people we fear who will judge us, who are already there, who are better, you know, they won't judge you because they know how hard it is to go through that. The people who will judge you are the people who do not even have the courage to bring their faces out. And if that person does not have anything that you want, if that person is not in a position that you desire to be, then there's no use even paying attention to anybody's opinion. Just want to put that out there because I know this is not an easy thing. A lot of times I don't even go out on Instagram before without makeup because I was so like insecure and scared and doubtful and scared of getting judged and scared of feeling like, oh, this is not of high quality. Right? So let's start from one thing. I have this one member, if you guys know Jeanette, she's one of the first members of OBS. When we worked together, all she had was graphics. And it's amazing. Like she created amazing graphics, but she was super shy, right? And then that was 2 years ago. I was just observing, you know, how slowly she created her first 3 posts and she was so scared and she had her face in there. And then slowly she started to, you know, get the courage to have her little princess in photo as well. That's something that you have to decide on your own. This is sensitive. You don't want kids to be around if they don't want to be. It's not their choice in social media. But slowly but surely, she was publishing her face. And I know how difficult it was for her because she's just not naturally comfortable in doing that. And then a few weeks ago, I was looking at her profile and she had her face on it. And she just looked so different from the moment she started up to now, where she's so much more comfortable. That to say that you don't start already confident. You're going to start cringing on your own content, and that's okay, you know, and don't delete that. Let that be there because that shows progress. Does that make sense?
Thank you so much for tuning in to today's episode of the Scale on Socials podcast, the show for action takers who are ready to turn their goals into reality. If you found value in this and would like to work closely with me and my team and learn how to sign premium clients online, here's what you have to do. Go to my Instagram at makeithappen, that is spelled as at M-A-E-K-I-T happen, and send me a DM with the word OBS. That's letter O-B-S. My aim is to help social media managers and service providers turn your skills into an actual profitable business. We will teach you the strategies, the steps, and the tools that you need so you can be consistent in getting high-quality clients and serve them with confidence. Again, head over to my Instagram at makeithappen and DM me the word OBS, and we will have a quick chat to see whether or not I can help you scale online. All right, I'll speak with you soon, and don't forget, we have one life. Live it to your best today. Bye.